Given the many shades of grey, and the different fogs and hazes that beset the area, given the brilliance of the bright days, this scene changes almost from day to day. On a sunny day, it will be the boats and the mountain that focus the attention. But on scummy, drizzly days, there are no boats. The mountain is not there. And the wonder is the lights of the second bridge floating out in the barely visible water beneath. It's a marvelous scene, and you can play it over and over again, hundreds and hundreds of times. And such views are everywhere in the city. And they are beautiful, and they are arresting. But if it was only something beautiful, or something exciting, that was here, then I don't think we would quite catch something else that people seem to feel, people seem to talk about, and which, over the years, as I've tried to listen to them, more and more I feel that people really do sense about what they see when they look, that they don't quite know how to name. And what I want to talk about, therefore, is a sense, and something that no historian, if he were going to try to be objective, if going to try to be careful or fully factual, would ever talk about. Yet, I think, if we're going to try to catch what it is that is unique, what it is that's most particular to Seattle, this sense has got to be there.